It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
And good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are going to talk about community health issues on this weekend show, including topics like cancer care that's available locally in the community, the importance of early prevention, and a little bit later also talking about other topics as well. Also going to get into diabetes prevention and a special event focused on diabetes prevention coming up next month. Joining us on the program, we have three guests from Adventist Health Sonora, the president of the hospital, Michelle Fuentes, the administrative director of imaging and oncology, Christy Casey, and the family nurse practitioner at the Diabetes Resource Center, J.C. Rodriguez. So it's great to have everybody on Motherlode Views. We're going to start first with J.C. Rodriguez, who again mentioned is a family nurse practitioner at the Diabetes Resource Center. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at the hospital.
Hi, yeah, thanks so much for having me on, BJ. I'm so happy to be here. I'm also so fortunate to be a part of a organization that supports kind of what I do, especially highlighting the prevention in diabetes. So I'm a family nurse practitioner. I spent 10 years in internal medicine and then found kind of a passion for diabetes. And so I see patients over at the Diabetes Resource Center working on medication management, diet and lifestyle modifications, and just kind of meeting the person where they're at and establishing goals. So
diving into the issue, can you kind of outline some of the risk factors of prediabetes and diabetes?
So right now there is a huge kind of push for prevent type 2 diabetes, and there's a whole risk assessment form on our website. But really, like, some risk factors are just being, you know, 45 years or older, overweight, having a family history of type 2, physically active fewer than 3 times a week, or ever having diabetes while pregnant.
What are the different types? Can you explain that?
Sure. So type 1 diabetes is when the body no longer is producing insulin. And then type 2 is when they are not using their insulin stores as efficiently. And so we are a lot of like lifestyle modifications, you know, including diet or becoming more physically active are ways to help with that.
So regular screenings and tests, is that kind of key?
Yes, it's a huge push to get A1C earlier these days to kind of see if you fall within the risk of prediabetes, which is A1C of 5.7 to 6.4.
How does it work to get the screening and the tests underway? How do you go about doing that?
You can just ask your primary physician for a lab, and they can order that. It's a non-fasting lab that you can get done at any of the labs.
What type of resources are there available to patients here in the community?
So we are a huge push for ourselves and, you know, doing a diabetes resource center. We want to be a resource for our community. And really we push for not only patients to be a resource for them, but also for like our physicians. We want to be there for like our school nurses. We want to be there for really just the public, for them to know that we are a resource if they have any questions in regards to diabetes.
And then there is a turkey trot on Thanksgiving morning. Does that tie in to diabetes as well?
Yeah, so we celebrate it because it's National Diabetes Awareness Month in November. And so we have developed a turkey trot. Last year was our first year. This year we're excited about it also. And it happens Thanksgiving morning and at 8 o'clock in front of the Living Well Fitness Center on 4th South Forest Road. Again, we start at 8 o'clock, and there's a 5K, and then there's a mile also route that we will have blocked off.
So you need to register for that ahead of time, or do you show up the day of?
Either one. We encourage people to register ahead of time at AdventistHealthSonora.org/turkeytrot, and they can get a shirt. They can sign up, and yeah.
Anything else on the topic that I didn't ask about that'd be worth noting?
Just that I think that I just want to touch on the diabetes prevention program again, and that it's a national recognized program, which we're so fortunate to have here in Sonora. Again, the other closest, I think, recognized program is think in Merced or in Turlock. And so we just kind of pride ourselves with having this for the last 5 years as an option for patients. There's no referral needed, so we encourage patients to give our office a call if they go online and take the screening assessment. Then they can see if they are at risk and give our office a call at 209-536-3720. And again, we're here to help. The research has been done really to show that if there is like a 5 to 7% weight loss, when you have prediabetes, that we can prevent 50% of people becoming having diabetes. And so those are just huge numbers. Again, we continue to treat this huge issue that is diabetes, but really we want to spend a lot of effort into how can we prevent it, because the numbers just keep going up. And so that's where we really want to encourage people to take the self-assessment, to get enrolled in our classes. Again, it is a year-long class, and so it can be kind of daunting for some people thinking that they're signing up for something for a year, except for it's like small changes that people can make. There's a facilitator, so they talk about something each week, and then it goes to every month. I feel like the group, it kind of gets intimate and small, and they like, you know, coming. They feel supported. They have a common goal. Everybody makes their own kind of they make their own goal in themselves, like whether it's related to food, stress, activity, weight loss, and then again, they feel supported along the way in trying to prevent the ultimate, you know, having diabetes. So,
what would you say are kind of the main points of those prevention efforts, or the main types of prevention efforts that you see?
It's all patient specific, and so they come there with like, hey, I know that, you know, like I'm snacking on this, or I know that I need to get some physical activity that I'm lacking in that. And so they come, you know, and they bring their own, you know, kind of challenge, and like they set their goal appropriate to themselves, but then again feel supported by everyone in the group setting.
Well, we've been talking with J.C. Rodriguez, a family nurse practitioner with the Diabetes Resource Center. Thank you for talking with us during this first segment here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We're featuring some guests from Adventist Health Sonora on this weekend show. We just talked with J.C. Rodriguez, also going to be talking with Michelle Fuentes, who is the president of Adventist Health Sonora, and Christy Casey, an administrative director for imaging and oncology. Our second segment of Motherload Views is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are continuing our conversation about healthcare in Tuolumne County and the Motherlode region on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We have a panel of guests. Earlier, we talked with J.C. Rodriguez, a family nurse practitioner with the Diabetes Resource Center. Also on the program this weekend, we have Michelle Fuentes, the president of Adventist Health Sonora, and Christy Casey, the administrative director of imaging and oncology. You're going to bring in Michelle Fuentes. Great to have you back on Motherlode Views. Can you kind of give us a little bit of an overview just right now of healthcare and what's going on in Tuolumne County?
Thanks, BJ. I'm really excited to be here. It's been too long. There's been so much happening at Adventist Health Sonora, and so I appreciate you giving me some time to talk about it. We just had our annual gala just a few weeks ago, and at that gala, I was able to talk to our community of supporters about the work that's been happening at Adventist Health. And it was 5 years ago that we opened up our new health pavilion and Diana J. White Cancer Center. And when we opened it, we thought it was huge. And we were doubling capacity in many of our areas and just had this large building. And now, 5 years later, our cancer program has gotten so large that we are beginning to outgrow space in that building. And it's humbling, but it's fantastic to be able to take care of people in Tuolumne County so that they don't have to leave town to get the cancer care that they need, that they can sleep in their own beds and have high quality care with state-of-the-art technology right here in Sonora. So I feel very blessed that that program's grown like it has. In fact, we're just getting ready to launch a cardiology program. The construction for our second cardiac cath lab has just completed. We've gotten approval from the state of California's construction arm, and now we're waiting for approval from the California Department of Public Health to come out and approve our program. And this is going to be a STEMI program, PCI program, and in layman's terms, that's a heart attack program. So today, if people in our community are having a heart attack, they'll come into our ER, we stabilize and ship them down to Doctors Medical Center in Modesto for them to enter their cardiac cath lab and have a balloon placed and have their arteries, you know, opened so that blood flow can return. In the very near future, we're going to provide that program here in Sonora. And so time is muscle when you're talking about a heart attack. And the longer it takes for that balloon to get placed and for that blood to start flowing, people are losing heart muscle. And by avoiding that 60-minute trip down to Doctors Medical Center and the time it takes to get to their cath lab, we are going to be actively saving heart muscle in this community. And I'm really excited about developing this cardiology program. We've hired interventional cardiologists. Like I said, we're opening our state-of-the-art cath lab and really taking cardiology and heart care in this community to the next level.
Yeah, it's very exciting to hear about expansion when it comes to these healthcare offerings. Is it in existing space? Or are you adding new buildings? How does that work?
Well, we have and we had an operating room that we are now converting into a cath lab. So we were using it as storage because we have 8 operating rooms at the hospital. So now we'll have 7 operating rooms at the hospital and 2 cath labs. So we'll be able to do that there.
And is there some digestive health expansion as well?
Yes, thank you for asking. So that was what our funds for the gala were going to raise funds for. And our community is so generous and so supportive of the work that we're doing at our hospital. The next big project after cardiology is digestive health. And we're going to be taking the space that was our old cancer center and our old physical therapy before it moved over to the health pavilion. And we're converting that into brand new clinic and brand new procedural space so that we can hire some gastroenterologists and really provide the screening colonoscopies and the digestive health, gastroenterology types of services that this community needs. So that should be kicking off with construction and, well, demolition at the beginning of 2024, and we're expected to have the doors open in 2025.
Yeah, a lot happening. Anything new when it comes to healthcare right now?
New that comes to healthcare? Well, the last I'll tell you is I'm pretty excited about new residents coming to town. So we are expanding primary care by beginning to do a rural track medicine residency program. Family medicine residency program. And our first year residents are down in Hanford at our sister hospital, and they'll be spending year 2 and year 3 here in Sonora over at our rural health clinic on Forest Road. And then, of course, spending time with different specialists and learning different things while they're here. And the goal is to keep them, that when they graduate after their third year, keeping them in Sonora and really starting to expand our primary care base in our community as well.
Has that still been a challenge to attract new physicians and doctors to this region?
It is. It's always a challenge because it's a small town and many medical schools are in big cities, big urban institutions. And so to draw someone in takes a unique kind of characteristic. You're looking for people who are interested in the outdoors, who like to hike and fish and camp, and who also have a spouse that is employable. And so, and you're looking for that right fit. Because I think it's harder for us to hire someone and have them leave than it is not to hire them at all. And so we work really hard to make sure that it's a right fit when they come to Sonora.
I remember the big celebration you mentioned 5 years ago for the Cancer Institute,
yeah.
and you're saying that you're almost to the point of needing more space at this point?
Yeah. Isn't that an exciting problem to have?
That is a,
I mean, it's exciting and it's a good problem to have. So we're looking at our next building and what that's going to offer. So we're starting a conversation with an architectural firm to begin dreaming of the next phase for Adventist Health Sonora.
We're going to talk a lot about cancer care during our final segment coming up in a minute, but prevention, is that something that Adventist Health Sonora is really trying to get out front on?
Yeah, and it probably doesn't make a ton of sense that the CEO or president of the hospital is interested in prevention, but the truth of the matter is, as human beings, we want you to stay out of the hospital. We want you to stay healthy and live a full life. And so making sure our community is participating in all the screenings that are available to them so that we can find cancers and other issues early will help, you know, really help people stay alive longer to care for their families and their loved ones. And so we've invested in the Blue Zones. JC was here talking about, you know, the work she's doing in preventative medicine. Christy's going to talk in a few minutes about, you know, screening mammographies. So I beg our community to take advantage of all the opportunities for screenings because those ultimately save lives.
We've been talking with Michelle Fuentes on this segment. She is the president of Adventist Health Sonora. Before we move on, any final comments you'd like to make?
I'm just a proud mama. Our hospital has made significant leaps over the last few years, not only in the services we offer, but in the care that we provide. And I'm just really happy to be here today to brag about this organization to this community that we love so much.
Need to take one more break. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We're talking about healthcare locally with a panel of guests from Adventist Health Sonora on this weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking about healthcare in the community. We have a panel of guests from Adventist Health Sonora. We've been talking with JC Rodriguez, who is a family nurse practitioner with the Diabetes Resource Center. We also talked with Michelle Fuentes, who is the president of Adventist Health Sonora, kind of giving an overview of the various healthcare happenings in the community right now. We're now going to bring into the conversation Christy Casey, who is an administrative director for imaging and oncology with Adventist Health Sonora. So, Christy Casey, it's great having you on Motherload Views as well.
Thank you, BJ, for having me today.
We're gonna talk a lot about breast cancer in awareness here in the community, but the Diana J. White Cancer Institute that went online about 5 years ago, for anybody who hasn't had a chance to go inside or maybe doesn't understand all the offerings, can you kind of take us through that facility and what is all offered?
Absolutely. So it's a beautiful building, as you all know, and it's full. It's full of really comprehensive services from on the first floor, I'm going to go floor by floor. It's a little easier. First floor, we have our Claudia's Cafe, which I have to give a little plug for. Some great food that's really meant to provide good nourishment to our community. So everything from smoothies to salads and sandwiches. We have our imaging department, which consists of MRI, CT scans, PET CT, mammography. We have radiation oncology as well. We also have a comprehensive medical oncology department and an infusion center, community infusion, where we provide chemotherapy and non-chemotherapy infusions. We also have pediatrics and family medicine on our second floor, along with physical therapy. So it's a big building full of really great services.
And is this Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we'll really be talking about screenings today and the importance of obtaining those services.
Yeah, what can you tell us about that? How important is that right now?
Sure. So early detection is key. And for screening mammographies, we're now recommending at age 40 to start having your mammogram. At Adventist Health Sonora Imaging Department, we now offer 3D mammography, which provides a better quality image, and it's also less painful. And so we hear a lot, women don't want to go for their mammograms because it hurts and they feel like they're getting squished. But with this new type of mammography, the 3D, it provides a really good, clear picture, and it's less invasive or less painful. So the machine is built with different padding, and we've had some very, very happy ladies in our community that we've made this change.
So starting at about age 40, how often should you have it done?
Annually?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the process is pretty fairly easy now with the new technology?
It really is. It's easy and it's painless. Additionally, we've made it easy for our community. They can go online to self-schedule a mammogram without a referral, without a physician's written order. So they can go online to the Adventist Health website and self-schedule that mammogram.
And treatments can be definitely successful. The key is just catching it early.
Absolutely. Again, we have a comprehensive cancer center. So we have a nurse navigator that will follow the patient through that mammogram to make sure that they have a positive result. If anything happens and they need to come back for an additional exam or for a repeat mammogram or an ultrasound, that nurse navigator contacts the patient and walks them through that journey. And then if something happens and they need to be referred to our medical oncology department, we have a wonderful nurse navigator there as well that takes that patient and just follows them through their oncology journey.
And what can you tell us about Ladies Night Out? That's going to be coming up here shortly.
It is fun. We can start there. It's a great night. It's full of vendors. The entire building is lit up in all different colors, primarily pink because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But there's vendors there. There's food and little mocktails that they can have. There will be a silent auction that all proceeds will go to the Cancer Patient Support Fund, which is just an incredible contribution to our oncology patients. We have many patients who cannot afford food or gas, or maybe they're having trouble paying their mortgage payment or their rent. And so we're actually able to provide that money for those services. So every penny that is donated to our Cancer Patient Support Fund goes directly into the pockets of our patients.
Yeah, great to have a fun like that. Cancer sneaks up on people. You never know when it's going to come, and it's a big life-changing event,
absolutely.
Obviously.
So. Absolutely.
Michelle Fuentes, you still here in on the panel. Anything you'd like to add about the events or Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
I encourage you to come out. It's a fun time where we learn about the importance of screenings. You can come by and see the machine and kind of take the fear out of maybe getting your mammogram if you haven't gotten one before. Absolutely. Come out
October 26th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Health Pavilion.
Is it something you have to register ahead of time to go to?
Absolutely not. Just show up, and we would love to see as many of you out there. Men, women, kids, everyone's welcome to attend Ladies Night Out.
Any statistics that you might have in regards to breast cancer offhand? Put you on the spot?
Yes. Well, in 2022, and it was about the same every year, we do about 7,300 screenings of mammograms a year. And we, out of that 7,300, 100 or so get called in for a follow-up biopsy that's necessary. And then out of that, 63 end up with a cancer diagnosis. So it is a very small population that ultimately end up coming back with cancer. But again, the sooner we find it, the easier it is to treat, and there's a very high survival rate when we find it early. So so I would encourage people not to be afraid, because the chances are less than 1% that it will come back as positive for you.
Breast cancer awareness, go ahead.
I also just want to encourage everyone not just to receive your mammogram, but also do your breast self-exams as well. Oftentimes, you can find a lump or swelling or any type of skin irritation. So ensuring that those breast self-exams are performed is vital as well.
Anything else in just regards to the Cancer Center? It's kind of an opportunity to promote everything that's going on. Anything else you'd like to add about that facility?
Well, Christy's done a really good job of adding services to our Cancer Center that we hadn't had before. One that we just ended up adding, I want to say it was May this year, is something called PSMA PET scans, and it detects metastatic prostate cancer. And so that's a service now that our patients used to have to leave town for, and now they can stay in Tuolumne County and receive that test, as well as she's working hard to implement bladder chemotherapy, which we haven't been able to provide in this community up until now either, and patients are having to travel down to Memorial in Modesto to receive that. And so to go down once a week for 4, 5, 6 hours to sit and receive your chemotherapy and then have to get in the car and drive all the way home, if we can provide that service here and take care of people close to home, that's our goal. And so those are a couple of new things that we've added in. And we continue, when we hear about things that we don't offer, to investigate and determine if that's a service we can provide here, to continue to just enhance our services and ensure that we're taking the best care of our community possible.
And I imagine most people in the community have had a chance maybe to go in and see the facility. And if they haven't, that cafe that you mentioned, is that just open to the public if anybody wants to stop by?
Yes, I encourage you to stop by. In fact, we're on DoorDash, so you can order it on DoorDash if you don't have time. But we're open early in the morning. We open at, I think, 6 or 7 in the morning. So swing by before school if you need, or after you drop the kids off at school and pick up a cup of coffee and some breakfast. We close about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So it's a breakfast and lunch place to stop by. The community's absolutely welcome. Our goal is to provide really quality food at a price that people can afford. So I think people would be surprised at the prices and the type of food they get. And so I encourage people to stop by Claudia's Cafe.
We've been talking about the turkey trot as well as ladies' night out. Is all this information on the Adventist Health website if people wanted to find more details?
Absolutely. Our team in communications and marketing does a fantastic job of updating our website so that people can turn there as a source of information.
Well, as we wrap up this weekend's Motherload Views, Christy Casey, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Thank you so much for having us today. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure.
And Adventist Health Sonora President Michelle Fuentes, one more time.
I want to remind our community that we are a building full of people. We are the largest employer in Tuolumne County, and we are filled with people who live here and who love where we live. We love who we take care of, and we are just so pleased to be a part of this community and to provide great service.
And we thank you for joining us on this weekend show.
Yep, thanks, BJ.
Again, we thank our guests from Adventist Health Sonora, getting us up to speed on healthcare happenings locally in the community. We've been talking with Michelle Fuentes, president of Adventist Health Sonora, Christy Casey, who is the administrative director of imaging and oncology, and also earlier we heard from J.C. Rodriguez, a family nurse practitioner with the Diabetes Resource Center. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host.
And a programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we're going to be talking about a local housing collaborative in Tuolumne County that's putting on a special event next month. It's called the Blueprint for Housing Production. It's being hosted by the Tuolumne County Business Council, along with the Tuolumne County Association of Realtors. We'll be joined on the program next week by Tamara Blankenship. She is the Tuolumne County Community Development Department Housing Specialist. She'll play a big role in that upcoming event. Also on the program will be Tom Crosby, the president of the Tuolumne County Business Council. Again, that's next week. We'll see you back on Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.